LC3 Bedtime Routines. Listen to Lily and Mohammed talking on a radio show about their bedtime routines. While listening, tick the correct ending, A, B, or C. Only one answer is correct. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to read the task.
So, hey, great to be back. Good morning, everybody. And morning is the topic today, because we all have to get up early and we want to know what bedtime routines help you start the day with a smile. Now, I've got two great guests here this morning. Mohammed.
Good morning.
And Lily.
Good morning.
Now, you're 19, aren't you, Mohammed? And you're a baker, is that right?
Yeah, at a large bakery factory.
And Lily, you're still at school, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And you both live locally here. Now, can you tell us a bit about what you do in the mornings to get up and to be bright at school, you know, ready for action at work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
I find it hard to get up, you know, no time for breakfast. I'm always rushing. I'm always late. Personally, I need a coffee first thing. How about you, Lily?
Oh, I can't concentrate well before 9. I'm not really a morning person at all, to be honest.
Yeah, and you?
To be honest, I like sleeping long, but because it's my work and I'm used to it, so it's okay getting up early.
Yeah, well, fair enough. So what time exactly do you get going in the mornings and when do you go to bed, Mohammed?
Well, my alarm actually goes off at 3 a.m.
What?
So I try to relax in bed by, at the latest, 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah, well, that sounds reasonable.
All right. Well, see, my dad comes into my room at 6:30 in the morning to wake me up. And then I'd say that around about 10:30 p.m., I get ready for bed usually, yeah.
Okay, so what actually helps you fall asleep at night, you know, so that you can get a good night's sleep? I mean, what do you do?
The first and for me the most important thing is no binge watching.
Uh-huh.
So no videos, absolutely no screens in my bedroom, no computer, no mobile, also no TV set in my bedroom. And I always try to switch off my mobile. Another important thing is that I try to not drink coffee or Coke or tea in the evening, because that doesn't help if you want to sleep.
That's quite interesting what you say there about putting the phone away. I mean, it's really, really hard, isn't it, that, not having the phone at night. What about you, Lily?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I have a bit of a different approach. I usually try to do some yoga before sleeping, and I've actually created a sleep-friendly bedroom. First of all, I keep things clean so there are no things lying around. Then I always let fresh air into the room and I open the window when going to bed. And then last but not least, I painted my room in a beautiful blue.
Yeah, I agree. Those are all really good ideas.
Okay, so we've heard Lily and Mohammed tell us how they do it. Now, how about you? Why don't you call in and tell us what you do to get a good night's sleep? But first, here's a bit of music. So, hey, great to be back. Good morning, everybody. And morning is the topic today because we all have to get up early and we want to know what bedtime routines help you start the day with a smile. Now, I've got two great guests here this morning. Mohammed.
Good morning.
And Lily.
Good morning.
Now, you're 19, aren't you, Mohammed? And you're a baker, is that right?
Yeah, at a large bakery factory.
And Lily, you're still at school, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And you both live locally here. Now, can you tell us a bit about what you do in the mornings to get up and to be bright at school, you know, ready for action at work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
I find it hard to get up, you know, no time for breakfast. I'm always rushing. I'm always late. Personally, I need a coffee first thing. How about you, Lily?
Oh, I can't concentrate well before 9. I'm not really a morning person at all, to be honest.
Yeah, and you?
To be honest, I like sleeping long, but because it's my work and I'm used to it, so it's okay getting up early.
Yeah, well, fair enough. So what time exactly do you get going in the mornings and when do you go to bed, Mohammed?
Well, my alarm actually goes off at 3 a.m.
What?
So I try to relax in bed by, at the latest, 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah, well, that sounds reasonable.
All right. Well, see, my dad comes into my room at 6:30 in the morning to wake me up. And then I'd say that around about 10:30 p.m., I get ready for bed usually, yeah.
Okay, so what actually helps you fall asleep at night, you know, so that you can get a good night's sleep? Mohammed, what do you do?
The first and for me the most important thing is no binge watching.
Uh-huh.
So no videos, absolutely no screens in my bedroom, no computer, no mobile, also no TV set in my bedroom. And I always try to switch off my mobile. Another important thing is that I try to not drink coffee or Coke or tea in the evening because that doesn't help if you want to sleep.
That's quite interesting what you say there about putting the phone away. I mean, it's really, really hard, isn't it, that, not having the phone at night. What about you, Lily?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I have a bit of a different approach. I usually try to do some yoga before sleeping. And I've actually created a sleep-friendly bedroom. First of all, I keep things clean, so there are no things lying around. Then I always let fresh air into the room, and I open the window when going to bed. And then, last but not least, I painted my room in a beautiful blue.
Yeah, I agree. Those are all really good ideas.
Okay, so we've heard Lily and Mohammed tell us how they do it. Now, how about you? Why don't you call in and tell us what you do to get a good night's sleep? But first, here's a bit of music.